Well, hello, class. Welcome to this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. I'm Professor Kennedy. Let's get into this lesson. Going to Mexico City to take on the Texans. And one person, in the absence of J.J. Watt, who's accelerated his play, is Jadeveon Clowney. I'm going to spot shadow him here. First pick in the draft a few years ago, some people had written him off as a bust, but now he's playing pretty well. And one of the things that he's doing is showing an exceptional power. Now, as we take a look at this first play, we're going to see Clowney use his power to just push back the offensive tackle and disrupt the running play. As I said, he's growing and becoming a better player. Now, in this next play, they're going to show some of his versatility. I'm going to spot shadow him over here. Notice the wide angle and the amount of space that he is from the offensive tackle. It's an obvious passing situation to Detroit, and they've got no one to really help their tackles. Now, the reason why Jadeveon does this is he is going to beeline it for this point. Assuming the quarterback is going to drop back, he's going to be right in his lap. Makes it very difficult for the tackle because with his power and his speed, the only thing the tackle can do is intersect at a poor angle. And most notably, once he makes contact with Jadeveon, he's going to be driven back in the quarterback. Let's watch how this play develops. We call the term beeline. He's going to beeline for the point. He's running. See the power? Almost impossible for the tackle to stop him. So if you're a tackle, one of the things that you can do when you know he's your responsibility and your only responsibility is you are going to set out wide and try to get him before he gets a full head of steam. Now, as we look at Tennessee, Jadeveon is here. I said earlier in the show that he has had good power, shown good power, and has gotten better. In this case, there's nothing fancy about it. Coverage is down the field. Marcus Mariota is looking for somebody to throw to, and Jadeveon ends up beating a double team for a sack. Watch how this play develops. The guard's got him right there. The center doesn't help him by pushing Jadeveon off. And of course, coverage downfield allows Clowney to get the sack. Big mistake by Tennessee's offense. So in my film study of Jadeveon Clowney, I've seen speed, I've seen power, I've seen a level of improvising that this offense, and especially this offensive line, needs to be aware of. And J.J. Watt has been absent. Jadeveon's been picking up the pace. This is still a pretty good defense. They offer good coverage on the backside, and especially with that defensive line, our offensive line are going to have their hands full. It's not impossible to block. You just have to be mindful. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk, class. I'll see you next week.